Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Wednesday, 12th of March. Firstly, in Pakistan, judge of the Lahore High Court has recused himself from hearing two petitions related to the disqualification of Prime Minister Imran Khan. This has been sent to the Lahore High Court Chief Justice to nominate another judge. The two petitions accuse Prime Minister Khan of conceding his alleged parentage of an individual in his nomination papers filed for 2018 general elections, thus violating Article 62 and 63 of the Constitution of Pakistan, which sets conditions for a member of parliament to be honest and righteous. However, according to the state lawyers, the petitioners did not belong to the main wali constituency of northwestern Punjab province, from where Imran Khan had contested the elections. Only a voter of the constituency could challenge the eligibility of Imran Khan. Also in Pakistan, four policemen were injured yesterday in an explosion in the main Gundi area of Quetta in southern province of Balochistan. Rescue teams and security forces have reached
the site of the blast.
Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in Balochistan as there has been an increase in roadside bomb attacks. In Bangladesh, a group of Qaumi Madrasa students have attacked and thwarted a program yesterday held by the World Sunni Movement in Brahmabaria Press Club in Brahmabaria district in eastern Bangladesh. Qaumi Madrasa students attacked the program attendees with sticks and stones and tore apart the banners and festoons of the organizers. Police, upon reaching the program venue, dispersed the Qaumi Madrasa students. The Sunni organization was demanding a state holiday on the occasion of Eid-e-Miraj Sharif, also known as Eid-e-Miraj-e-Nabi festival. Fights between Islamist groups of different sects are frequently reported in Bangladesh. Clients are advised to avoid all religious events. So in Bangladesh, teachers who were independent observers of the Dhaka University Central Students Union and Hall Union elections have reported irregularities during the voting period. Some student members called for fresh elections due to irregularities. They alleged that the ballot papers had no serial numbers, which would make it very easy to rig the results. In another case, the ballots were kept outside polling stations instead of inside a secure place. Other students alleged that Chhatra League members enjoyed a free movement in and around polling booths, but other candidates and activists of other parties faced resistance, leading to long queues. Many student voters left without voting. In India, a joint statement by the army and other security agencies claimed that 18 militants were killed, out of which 14 belonged to the Jaish-e-Mohammed terror group, including its six main commanders. Eight of the killed militants were allegedly from Pakistan and 10 were locals. Security officials said they are still on alert and respond to any threats accordingly. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.